Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back. We're just focusing at this moment on Jason Castro, and I'm just so proud of him as a young man of God, yeah. Husband, father, and his willingness to lay everything down and his ability to discern the direction that he was going in was leading to emptiness, yeah. And he had to find God, as you just heard. Well, we have for you next, and don't forget his new album, you got to get it, his first album, is Only a Mountain. As a Christian, I mean, he's just dedicating all of his gifts and talents, just like God wants us to, mm-hmm. to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And one way we can say, other than just say, that's great, we can actually go buy his album.
That's right.
Go buy his album and let him know with I think it's only like 10 bucks or something, but let just says something. It says that you made a good choice and we stand with you. And his testimony, and again, you can see it and you can find out more about it on the torch at VFNTV.com. But Only a Mountain by Jason Castro. But here is Jason's testimony. This is it's so close up. We had to do some things to make sure that it was. But anyway, this is his testimony of him sharing about his journey. How did he get here? Because you'll see so many parents are wondering, you know, I'm trying to raise my child right. I'm trying to raise them in the ways of God. And it seems like the world's pulling on them. Does it make a difference? And he's talking about the impact of his family and his you know, speaking God into his life as a young man. And even though he took this journey that he was going on, that because they raised him up in the way he should go, that turn took place. Matter of fact, listen up, Jason Castro.
I'd like to share my story here tonight because, you know, a lot of you guys probably saw me on American Idol, and it's real easy to see somebody at their shining moment and just be like, man, I wish I could be there. I want to be there someday. And I know we've got a lot of dreamers here tonight and a lot of aspiring artists. So I want to share my story because I hope it will inspire you and encourage you to seek your art, but more importantly, to seek God above all things and to never forsake that in light of the art. Because, well, I'll just start. So I grew up in a Christian home. I feel very thankful to have grown up with a family that God was at the very middle of it. And, you know, we always read the Bible at night. We prayed about things. I just really saw my parents love God. And that blessed me so much, you know. And as I grew older, around 17 or so, my faith started to become my own. I realized, you know, I've grown up in church. I believed in God all my life. I know Jesus died for me and saved me from my sin, but I didn't really realize the implications of that until, you know, I started growing up and I started realizing, oh, this sin is an ugly thing and I'm doing it. Well, you know, what does this mean? And so around 17, I started taking God at his word and believing that it was life-giving and that it could transform my life. And so, as I started on that journey, around the same time, I was really into music, playing drums. I actually grew up playing drums. I didn't start playing guitar or singing until college. So I grew up playing drums, played a lot with my dad in church. He played guitar and sang, hence the reason I didn't. And he sang, as well as my five uncles. They all played guitar and sang, so I wanted to be different. I played the drums. And I love it, still do. But you know, around 16 or so, I got in my first serious band, and it just really started taking off. Things started moving. We got a manager. I was flown out to L.A. for a showcase when I was 18, and talking to these big labels, and it was just my dream. I was like, man, it's so close. It's within reach, and I was doing it with godly guys, and, you know, I just loved every minute of it. But at the same time, I also got into college. And I was fortunate to get a few scholarships and financial aid. And in my head, I kind of went to school because it was free and I didn't have to get a job, you know? Get free money, I wouldn't have to work, I could spend all my time playing music. And about one semester in, I realized that wasn't going to work when I got pretty bad grades. And on my first round of tests, I remember I got back like 20s and 30s and I freaked out. I was like, oh, this isn't like high school. I think I'm going to have to study and go to class. And so, you know, after that first year, I'd been doing a lot with the band, spent more time away from school than I did there, and God was just doing a lot in my life at that time. You know, I was just really seeking and not sure of which way to go, confused with, you know, I had these desires in my heart, but at the same time, there's kind of a lot of negative things attached to it and some compromise happening. And I just, at the end of that first year of college, I realized, you know what, there's no way God's going to ever bless me if I'm squandering what he's already given me. You know, and I hadn't realized it at first, but, you know, I just was throwing this school out the window. I'd lost a scholarship and went home, and my dad's just like, what are you doing? And I don't know, I just want to be in a band. You know, and, well, actually, we had that conversation for about 2 years leading up to this. And I eventually was like, you know, maybe my dad's onto something. And maybe God's speaking to my heart. You know, maybe I do need to not quit music, but I need to be a good steward with what he's given me and where he's put me. And so it was probably the toughest decision of my life to date to quit this band. But I decided, you know, actually a week before school started to, you know, just say, guys, you know what, I need some time off. I need to walk away. And that was a really hard thing because in my mind, I felt like I'm young. Things are rolling. It's now or never. I got to give it my all. So it was just hard, you know. I felt like it was so close. It was, you know, we shed tears. I went back to school with no friends. I went to Texas A&M, which is great. Yeah. Great school, but not exactly, you know, the kind of place where a guy like me fits in. I show back up my second year of college, missing out on all the freshman activities because I was in a band. And just like, oh, where do I start? You know, it was really the toughest year of my life, I always say. You know, you think, oh, he's following God, it's going to be good. It was the worst year of my life. The loneliest year of my life. There was nights I spent crying in my room, just praying, reading, being like, God, what am I doing? What are we doing here? Please guide me. And you know, but out of that year, the biggest thing, you know, I did everything I could. I got into Bible studies. I went on a mission trip during spring break because now things had shifted. Music wasn't the main thing. Above music, I wanted to be the man God wanted me to be. I wanted to learn how to be a man of character and just put him above before anything else. And so, you know, the way the story goes, American Idol came to my hometown. That year is when I started playing guitar and singing because I didn't have a band and you don't really make friends with the drum set in the dorm rooms. So I started playing by myself and, you know, just kind of, actually, because I had no friends, I was watching TV. I was watching American Idol that season. I was like, you know, that'd be something cool to do as a singer, trying all these different genres and the challenge of that. And so I came to my hometown and I was like, you know what, let's give it a shot. I'd only performed in public about 5 times to that first audition. And, you know, coming out of the rock scene here, I didn't really tell any of my friends, you know, I was trying out for American Idol. That's, you know, such a sellout, you know. So I had to wear this bracelet all weekend and I covered it with a bunch of other bracelets so no one would know it. And honestly, I didn't know if I could sing. You know, a couple of my friends told me I could, but I didn't know what that meant, so I really didn't know how far I was going to make it. And you know, as things got rolling, it was just crazy. You know, every step of the way, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if it's going to work. And then I made it through another round. I was like, okay, God, whatever you say, I'll keep walking this way. And you know, and since American Idol, it's an amazing experience, a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And you know, I'd say the biggest blessings have come since then, you know, between getting married and having a daughter. She's 20 months now. You know, and I do attribute all the good things in my life to God and to the obedience, you know. Actually, a little side note, my wife was actually one of the turning points for me quitting the band. I hung out with her the night before she went back to college for the first time ever alone, and just talking with her, I realized, man, this is a godly woman. How am I going to end up with her? You know, that was one of the things that really put things in perspective. And, you know, I'm just so happy to say that she married me. And it was fun. But anyways, all that to say, dream big. Put God before, you know, you never know what his plans are. And in my story, what I declare is just that, you know, I had these dreams of music, dreams God put in my heart. But when they became above God, my life was a mess. And when I put God at the front, not knowing where I was going, feeling like I had just given up my dreams, God brought it back bigger than I could have ever imagined. So that's my testimony tonight. And yeah.
Powerful, powerful wow. Testimony. Make sure you get his new album, Only a Mountain. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.